भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 3 वर्स 14। सैव स्वप्रकृते इदं सष्ट्वाग्रे त्रिगुणात्मनम् तदनुत्वा हि अप्रकृष्ट प्रविष्टाइव भाव्यसे सैव सप्रकृत्येदम् षष्टाग्रे त्रिगुणात्मनः तदनुत्वा हि अप्रविष्ट प्रविष्टाइव भाव्यते सैव सप्रकृत्ये इदम् षष्टाग्रे त्रिगुणात्मनः तदनुत्वा हि अप्रविष्टे प्रविष्टाइव भाष्यते personality of Godhead, if indeed saprakartya by your personal energy, maya dakshe prakati suryate sacharacharam idam, this material world sastva, after creating agre in the beginning Trigunatmakaha made three modes of material energy, Sattva, Raja and Tamoguna. Tadanu, therefore, Tvam, your Lordship, He, indeed, Apravashtya, although you did not enter, Pravasteva, यू एपियर टू हैव एंटर्ड भाव से आर सो अंडरस्टूड. ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद. माई लॉर्ड, दिस इज द कमिंग फ्रॉम प्रेयर्स ऑफ वासुदेव. दिस इज द चैप्टर नेम इज बर्थ ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा. सो वासुदेव प्रेइंग, माई लॉर्ड, यू आर द सेम पर्सन हु इज द बिगनिंग, हु इन बिगनिंग created the material world by his personal external energy. After the creation of world of three guna, sato, rajo and tamo, you appears to have entered it, though in fact you have not. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 7.4, the Supreme Personality of God clearly explained, भूमर अपि अनुलवायु खम मनोबुद्धि रयुचा अहंकार इति इनम में भिन्ना प्रकृति अरिष्टा. दिस मटीरियल वर्ल्ड ऑफ थ्री मोड्स ऑफ नेचर सतो रजोगुण एंड तमोगुण इज कंपोजिशन ऑफ अर्थ वाटर fire, air, mind, intelligence and false ego, of all which are energies coming from Lord Krishna. Yet Krishna, being always transcendental, is aloof from the material world. Those who are not in pure knowledge think that Krishna is the product of matter and that his body is material like one, ours. Avijananti ma mudha. In fact, however, Krishna is always aloof from the material world. In Vedic literature, we find creation described in relationship to Mahavishnu, as stated in Brahma Samhita, Eko Apsyo Rachita जगदंड कोटि यच्छा शक्तस्ति जगदंत च यतंत अंडास्त्रम यस्त परमाणु यचान रंतहस्त गोविंद आदि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि. आई वर्शिप प्रमेयर लॉर्ड गोविंदा द ओरिजिनल पर्सनलिटी ऑफ गॉड एड बाय हिज पर्सनल पोटेंस पर्सनल प्राणी एक्सपेंशन ऑफ महाविष्णु. ही एंटर्स इनटू मटेरियल नेचर. Then he enters every universe as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and he enters all the elements, including every atoms in the matter, as Chirodakshaya Vishnu. Such manifestation of cosmic creation are innumerable, both in the universes and in the individual atoms. Govinda is partially exhibited as anant antaryami, super soul, who enters the material world andaraksha saha, and who is also within the atoms. Brahma Samhita again in 548 is stated that yashken nishwas sti kalam tha avalambanam jivanti lobha vile bilja jagdand natha vishnu mahanta yashya kalabhi shesho govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. This verse describes Mahavishnu as a planetary expansion of Krishna. Mahavishnu lies causal ocean, and then he exhales millions of Brahmand or universes come from the pore of his body. Then when Mahavishnu inhales, all the Brahmands disappear. Thus, the millions of Brahmand collected by the Brahmas and other demigods. Millions of Brahmas controlled by Brahmas and the demigods come and go in the material world through the breathing of Mahavishnu. Foolish person think that when Krishna appears as a son of Vasudev, he is limited like an ordinary child. But Vasudev was aware of that although the Lord has appeared as his son, the Lord has not entered Devaki's womb or then he came out. Rather, the Lord is always there. Supreme Lord is always pervading, present within and without. Pravishta eva bhavase. He only seems to have entered the womb of Devaki and have now appeared in Vasudev's child. The expression of the knowledge by Vasudev indicates that the Vasudev knew how these events took place. Vasudev was certainly a devotee of Lord in full knowledge, and he must learn from devotee like, and we must learn from devotee like him, and that is stated in Bhagavad Gita 4:34. तद्विधि परिपाशने परिपेशेवायम सेवया उपयत उपदेशांति त्याग्यानी गानीना तत्वदर्शनम. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, inquire from him submissively and render services unto him. A self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Vasudev, we God, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, yet he was full knowledge of how Supreme Personality appears and disappears. He was therefore Tattvadarshi, a seer of truth. Because he personally saw how Supreme Personality, Absolute Truth, appears as his son, Vasudev was not in ignorance, thinking that because the Supreme Personality of God has appeared as his son, the Lord has become limited. The Lord is unlimitedly existing and all-pervading inside and outside. Thus, there is no question of his appearance and disappearance. Om Agyantim Nandasya Gyananjana Shalakya Chakshura Tamilandashmai Shri Vancha Kalpataru Vashya Kripa Sindhu Vavircha Patitanam Pavanukyo Vaishnavaipanam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jyadeti Gadadhar Shivasri Gaur Vatvinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In this sloka, it's a very important point. In the translation, Srila Prabhupada has stated that after the creation of the world of three gunami, sattva guna, rajoguna, guna, tamoguna, you appears to have entered it, though in fact you have not. It appears to be contradictory statement. It's very difficult to understand the transcendental appearance of Lord in this material world. Actually, this is Damodar month, we see how Lord has, though he was, for us it appears that as he was acting, he was crying. Actually, he was crying. He was not acting. Last week in the Jhu temple, first day of this Damodar Ashtakam, Bhakti Chaitanya Swami Maharaj mentioned it. That the Damodar Leela is one of the most important Leela in total Krishna Leela. In a total year, we celebrate certain function according to the avatars. But Damodar month, we celebrate full 1 month. Other festivals are celebrated 1 day, 2 days, something like that, 1 day. But Damodar is very special, because Lord has shown special mercy to Mother Yashoda. And that special mercy which he has shown, actually, when Lord Krishna, actually as he was a child, Mother Yashoda was breastfeeding. But all of a sudden, when she saw that the milk was boiling in the stove, so immediately she kept Krishna down, and he was very angry. Now, we may call it angry, actually it's not, it's a transcendental anger. It's very difficult to understand the transcendental. It's not acting, as I said, it's not acting. Actually, he was having tears and he was very angry. But how can you give preference to other things? Here, Jiva Goswami says he wanted to show that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And there is nothing more important in our life if Krishna consciousness, if we are to do the Krishna consciousness work. That was the point here. And then he became so angry, he started breaking the pots. And when Yashoda was, was angry and picked up the stick, he was crying with tears. But he also told it to Mother Yashoda that your milk, your yogurt and milk, everything is so useless. Even the monkeys are not eating. And that's why I go out for in somebody's house to drink yogurt or milk. So here we understand Krishna, who is the personality of Godhead. He is acting here in such a way that it is very difficult to understand. To understand this subject, actually, as is said in Brahma Samhita itself, that actually, or in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Aham sarvasya parvo matta sarva, everything is emanating from me. That's why if you want to understand me, follow my instruction. This material world is not a place for gentlemen to live. If you want to understand me, surrender to me. How to surrender? As I read in Brahma Samhita just now, Ishwara Param Krishna Sachitananda Vigraha Nadira Adira Govinda Sarvakarana. He is the cause of all causes. Now, cause of all causes, we want to understand him and we want to follow his instruction and we want to live comfortably in this world and finally go back to Godhead. Then we have to follow his instruction. Now, Jiva Goswami mentioned here that Krishna is Bhaktavatsal. And because he is Bhaktavatsal, the special category, Mother Yashoda got, there are three people who got a special category, means a special mercy. One is Mother Yashoda, second is Radharani. Actually, Radharani comes first, actually, though her name is not mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Mother Yashoda and Arjuna, very special mercy they got. That mercy even Lakshmi or Brahma or even Indra hasn't got that much of mercy. Means these people have got so much mercy. Krishna was, because Krishna being a Bhaktavatsal, he was completely satisfied by their surrender. And Krishna is surrender so much that when Krishna is surrender, he is ready. He is ready and willing to do anything for the devotee. Just like we see in Battle of Kurukshetra when Lord Krishna was acting as a driver for Arjuna. Now Krishna, everything is coming from Krishna and he is acting like a driver. It's very difficult. Very, very difficult to understand. We can only understand Krishna by mercy of Guru and by mercy of, as it is stated here in the last para, that if we want to understand this subject, we have to go to Guru. And not only going to Guru. Guru, just like in India, So many people have written Bhagavad Gita. There are 600 commentary of Bhagavad Gita available in the market. But by reading those Bhagavad Gita, we cannot become devotee of Lord. We have to read in parampara. Now Vasudev was knowing this thing, that though Krishna has taken birth, so-called, Krishna is always present there. It's not that. Just like sun is always there. It's not that sun is taken, means rising, or in the evening sun was dead. No, he's always there. In the same way, Krishna is always there. So when Krishna is there, so how to understand this subject? So it is stated by Srila Prabhupada in the commentary here that we have to go to a guru. Vasudev was knowing all that thing. He knew it very well, that Krishna is the personality of God, and if we want to understand this subject, then we have to go, because this subject actually is very confusing. How it is confusing, that as I stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, I'll read out one portion of it, because it is stated that real spiritual knowledge has to be received from revealed scripture. After this knowledge is attained, one can begin to perceive his actual spiritual life. Any knowledge achieved by speculation is imperfect. Today people are trying to understand this spiritual subject by material education. Once Prabhupada made a statement that, so big scholars are trying to find out the, trying to understand this spiritual subject, but they can never understand. They can never understand. And their ego got very much hurt when Prabhupada made that statement. But this science, this spiritual subject, one can never understand by material knowledge. And that process has been explained in Bhagavad Gita, that what is that process by which we can understand. And that by understanding that science only, we can be happy in this world. Just like you cannot mix water and oil. The material education is material thing. And we are talking about a spiritual subject. So for the spiritual subject, we have to follow the spiritual method. As one must receive knowledge from parampara system, from guru. Otherwise, we will be bewildered and will ultimately become an impersonalist. One who very scrutinizingly understands this genuine spiritual knowledge can rely the personal feature of the absolute truth. The supreme personality of God is always transcendental to the material creation. The Narayan, the supreme personality of God is always transcendental. He is not a creation of the material world. Without realizing spiritual knowledge, one cannot understand the transcendental form of the Lord. Is always beyond the creative energy. The example is sun and the sun sign. The sun sign is not sun, but still the sun sign is not separate from sun. The philosophy of Achinta Veda Vede Tattva. Now here, when Srila Prabhupada mentioned here that this is yet appears to have entered in translation, although he in fact you have not, means you have entered and you are not entering. This is the philosophy as mentioned here in Chaitanya Charitamrita, philosophy of Achinta Veda Veda Tattva cannot be understood by one who is fully under the influence of the external energy. Consequently, a person under the influence of material energy cannot understand the nature and the form of the personality of Godhead, which is absolute. Now, if we want to understand, we have to follow the process, and by that process we develop love of God. But we cannot develop right. I have studied Shastra, so now I am entitled. Though we have to follow process, but we need mercy of the Lord. That kripa, mercy of the Lord is needed for that purpose. Just like one material example, you know what happened? Suppose somebody wants to go and meet and have dinner with the President of America, it's not possible. One devotee, what he has done, he made one banner at the time of election of Jimmy Carter. And in the banner, he has written, "Vote Jimmy Carter," and the bottom written, "Chant Hare Krishna." And somehow or other, this was published in the front page of the newspaper in America. Vote Hare Krishna, vote Jimmy Carter, chant Hare Krishna. Next day, the election result was out and Jimmy Carter won the election. So he asked his secretary, "Find out who is this man. The paper, you know, in which, you know, this man is holding this banner." So his secretary, with great difficulty, could find out that, yes, this Hare Krishna devotee. And they said, "Invite him. I want to have dinner with him." So by our efforts, it's not possible that we do our duty. But the mercy has to come from somewhere. So if Lord is satisfied by Mother Yashoda, by Arjuna, by Radha Rani, then that is not that we can claim whatever we may be doing, you know, it is not possible for us to claim anything. Then this subject is being explained, as I said, is a very difficult subject, that to understand this subject. For understanding this subject, as stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that example is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that just like a king is the head of the state, and everything is energy of king in his state, and the different governmental departments are working, but that all the departments are working under the instruction of king. Now, but the king is not personally present there in all the departments, but still everything is going on under the instruction of king. This is the explanation in that sloka, that this is achinta veda veda tattva. Just like milk is yogurt, is made out of milk. Yogurt is made out of milk, but it is not milk now. It is simultaneously one with milk, yet different with milk. So this Lord, simultaneously, is qualitatively, he is same, but quantitatively, Lord is completely different. Just like ocean, or if a drop of water, we are Atma. A Lord is like Paramatma. Now, Lord, like an ocean, we are like a drop. A drop has got all the constitutional position, like whatever is there in the ocean water or even drop. everything is there. But the capacity is different. Quality is same. But you know, big liner ship can go in the ocean. But one drop of water cannot do that work. So that's why Lord is simultaneously one and different. But it's very difficult to understand. Even big people cannot understand this thing. In India, I think I mentioned last time that big people who have written commentary on Bhagavad Gita's, I don't want to mention the name, and they say that Krishna is great. He has spoken Bhagavad Gita. But having dance with somebody's wife at night, or stealing butter, or taking away the clothes from the girls when they were taking bath, these big people, Mayavadis, they say, I cannot believe that. That may be different Krishna. This Krishna is different, who has spoken Bhagavad Gita. So these big scholars, big people who have written commentary on Bhagavad Gita, they cannot understand Krishna. That's why in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Bahunam janmante gyan manma prabhajante. After many, many births, people will be in position to understand Krishna. Everybody cannot understand Krishna by just because I am following certain rituals. Krishna is not concerned whether you are successful in particular efforts or you are not successful. Just like you know the story of Jatayu. He tried. He knew it very well that I will not be successful when I am going to fight with Ravan. Ravan is very powerful. But he was so devoted to Lord Ram, and he started fighting. He gave up his life. He lost the battle. He won the war. Lord Ramchandraji has done his last ceremony and putting him in his lap, and finally he has sent him back to Godhead. So it is immaterial. In the material world, people call it success. This is success, this is unsuccess. In spiritual life, there is nothing like success and unsuccessful. It is your desire. It's a bhavana. And to understand this subject, material education is not going to help us. We need help of a spiritual master coming in parampara. And by that parampara, we can understand. It is also just like sometimes people confuse. Oh, these Hare Krishna people talk that we should not worship demigods because it's stated in Bhagavad Gita. But we ourselves see, these guys are going to worship the many Matajis, even gopis at the time of Lord Krishna. They have gone to Devi Katyani. What was the purpose? They have gone there for the purpose of to get husband like Krishna. Now, the material people go and worship Devi for the purpose of getting there some material things. They think that we are also doing the same thing. The same thing these material people are doing, we are doing the same thing. These spiritual Hare Krishna are doing, we are also doing that. No! There is a very big difference between the people, whatever we are doing. We have got clear-cut idea and instruction from our spiritual master in parampara. That even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has gone to South India and particularly visited many of the demigods, devtas, means temple. But he knew very well what is the purpose of going there. It's not that he was suggesting that everybody should worship those devtas. He was giving respect. Just like you see in last month, Ganesh Puja. Now, and we put Ganeshji on the front door. It means we give respect to Ganeshji also.
But you, I have gone one Ganesh function, and you go and see what prayer they are doing to Ganesh. Actually, if you go and go, make a little study of the subject, what they are making in the prayer, Om Keshavaya Nama, Om Narayana Nama, Om Madhavaya Nama. This is coming in there in the Ganesh puja, and then they say that thereafter, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So that they are praying that our material desire, Lord, you fulfills, so that one day we can go and we can become, you know, devotee of Lord Vishnu, Krishna, Ram. They know it very well that they are worshipping Ganesh for the purpose, so because Ganesh has got intelligence, buddhidayak vigna vinashak, he can remove obstacle and he will give intelligence. That was the purpose of Ganesh worship, not asking something from Ganesh. That is less intelligent people. Ganesh will give us intelligence and remove obstacle so that we can serve Lord. That was the purpose. We need help of us. These are all authorized representative of Lord. Sometimes they get confused positively, just like Lord Brahma got confused, Indra got confused. In Bhagavatam, you know, the Indra Govardhan Leela, she at that time, see, this small boy cannot be God. If they can get confused, what is the position of these material people, so-called big scholars and big, you know, politicians who have written commentary on Bhagavad Gita? What they will understand about Bhagavad Gita? When even Indra and Brahma cannot understand Krishna. So, because it requires, actually, that's why it is required parampara. And another thing is stated here. That when Lord Krishna is pleased, actually sometimes, again it is very difficult to understand, this is second point, very difficult to understand, sometimes devotee asks question, why the, this is also achinta veda veda tattva in one sense, why devotee suffers? Very difficult to understand. You know, Srila Prabhupada, he has suffered a lot. Now, one may ask, even if the great person like Prabhupada has to suffer, what is our position? It's very difficult, because if Lord wants to give something, sometimes he will take away everything from us. If we, when he thinks that certain things are coming in our way, he will take away those things, because he really wants to give up something big to us. But for our point of view, we'll say, why Lord is giving? Just like I've got certain Srila Prabhupada, I was studying the Prabhupada book on that Prabhupada appearance day. At that time, from biography I came to know Prabhupada has suffered several places very heavily. His wife was not cooperating with him. She has sold out manuscript written by Srila Prabhupada and purchased biscuits. His son, you will be shocked to know, actually, it's not been disclosed actually anywhere. When I was attending court case in Bombay, and there was a testamentary case filed in Bombay High Court for getting the probate of the assets of Srila Prabhupada, his son filed an affidavit in court alleging character damaging character of Srila Prabhupada. Such dirty affidavit filed in court. This old man should not be given, means he had done great injustice to us. That son has filed. So you mean that type of even he has tolerated. He got two sons stoked in Vrindavan. He, in Jhansi, created law, League of Devotee, and the Miss Maharaj, as Maharaj was speaking, this K.M. Minshi Road, he suffered there also. He has to leave that place. And he got three heart attacks, means two in ship and one in New York City. And his typewriter was stolen. And finally you find so many court cases were filed in India and in America against him. And so, and he has, at one stage he was not having even any money, even to eat and to live, sleep anywhere. Means he was in such a position. Why all these things happen? It's very difficult to understand. Because Lord wants to give something, and the Lord has taken away, and he Prabhupada that passed that examination, and now at the age of 70 he has gone to America and he got something which today Hare Krishna has become household name throughout the world. Because this was the prophecy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nagar Pratigram Sarvat Prachar Hoyamarnam. And Srila Prabhupada became instrument. Means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has used Srila Prabhupada instrument for the purpose of spreading Krishna consciousness. Though it is a prophecy, just like he made Arjun, Krishna told Arjuna, Arjun, you are only Nimitta Matra. I want to give you credit. Actually, everybody is already dead. Just see in my universal form. Now you see how Krishna, when he appears before Vasudev beforehand, and then Arjuna asked him in the battle of Kurukshetra, I want to see your Virat Roop. So he has shown the Virat Roop. Then he has come again, two-handed form. It's a very difficult for any intellectual person to understand this thing. But by devotee, by bhakti, only by devotion we can understand this. So, Vasudev, in the beginning, was thinking that Kamsa will come and kill Krishna. He was thinking. But when he understood that Krishna is the personality of Godhead, and then he became fearless. So till that time we haven't got knowledge. It's the difficulty with us is because neither we have time to have association, because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita there is nothing more important thing in life than association of devotee. Nor we have time to read. Now until unless we have knowledge, we are rotting in this material world. So Vasudev got that knowledge. He had this knowledge that, and that once you become fear, once he had knowledge, he became fearless. Just like once we have knowledge on the subject, nothing can happen in this world without the sanction of Lord. If we understand this point, okay, blood of grass cannot move without the sanction of Lord, then who can kill us? Without the sanction of Lord, nobody can kill us. Then why we are afraid? So once Vasudev came to know that, in the beginning he was thinking, oh, Kamsa will come and kill Krishna. But actually, he became fearless as soon as he developed this knowledge. So that's why should we fear? If something is going to happen, we cannot change by our material efforts. we cannot change anything. But if we surrender to Krishna, if we surrender to Krishna, then Krishna promises in Bhagavad Gita, Aham tam sarva papena mokchani masach. I will relieve you from all sinful activity. And the method is stated in Bhagavad Gita. So, then we are not under the control. But one thing very important here, Srila Prabhupada said, once we become devotee, then we are not under the control of material energy. You, just like most of the people, sometimes they go to astrologer to ask certain things, what is going to happen to us, what is my marriage, what is my job, what is my children. And what is astrology? It's all right, it's science. I'm not saying it's not a science. But just see the ingredients. Who are controlling the astrology? Sunny, Mangal, Rabi, so all these graha. Who are these graha? They are servant of Krishna. That's why once my wife has gone to astrologer and she made an inquiry, okay, what is the fate of my son? And he said, your son, I'm sorry to tell you, he will not pass even high school. So she has not disclosed me. She has not told me anything because I don't believe in all that. So she has not told me. Then after many years, my brother Roninandan, his son Baldev, his birthday, his Janam Kundli, horoscope, she has gone there. So that person asked that, what happened to your son? Oh, he had passed high school and he was first class. And then finally she met and said, well, he passed BCom first class, he passed MBA first class. He said, what you are talking? This is his Janam Kundli. How is this possible? He has gone to his Guru Maharaj then. This is the Janam Kundli. How this is possible? This boy has done so much study. Then he said, find out whether this person is devotee of Lord Krishna, Vishnu or Ram. If somebody is devotee, then this graha will not apply. A practical example I'm telling you. My wife was suffering the hairy leukemia for last 28 years. And before 20 years, her horoscope, clearly a doctor has replied, said, we have no cure for your. 4 times chemotherapy was done by our best doctors. I mean, India and medicine has come from America. And before 20 years, his life was zero, according to horoscope. Zero. And she's still very much, she's coming in Yatra also, doing, because some services she's doing, or running our center, car center, and serving Krishna and devotee. And that's why, so what I'm not saying we are devotee and we have reached to some perfection or something. Krishna is so merciful. He is only in search of an opportunity to serve a devotee. He is unemployed. He is sitting. Just like Ajamil's story. Ajamil was such a demon. But he has rendered some service when he was a young boy. At that time, he was helping his father to bring flowers or arranging in the deity room. When he was very young and he got very good association, just like Srila Prabhupada got from his father. And but somehow or other, he came in the clutches, Ajamil came in the clutches of that prostitute. I think time. 5 minutes? Anybody? 5 minutes, no? Because Damodar stuck. So, because of Damodar stuck up to 9:30, they told her. So, and then, so they see now, because he had done such service, Ajamil, though he was a rascal number one, Lord has given him intelligence, so he has given the name of his son, Ajamil. What is your name? Narayan. And Lord has given intelligence that at the time when Yamdut came, at that time, you see, he could call the name of his son, Narayan. Otherwise, why should he call Narayan? He could have been unconscious also. Lord, because some service he had done in the past. So, Lord is searching for the opportunity to help the devotee. That is the thing, and that is the way it is. Lord has helped the devotees, and we are very much so. We only our duty is to do some whatever service we can do as per the instruction of our Guru Maharaj. Then, somehow or other, Krishna will help us and reveal things to us. By our intelligence, we cannot understand this subject. Hare Krishna. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki.